delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. Heading for the finish line here, and I'll take your phone calls at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, if you got some final thoughts here today. It is George Soros who is financing Hillary Clinton's recount lawyer. He's done it before. He'll continue to do it. The attorney representing Hillary Clinton's recount efforts here in Michigan and in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania has led legal battles against state voting laws with an infusion of funding from billionaire George Soros. Mark Elias, the Clinton team's general counsel, announced that the Clinton campaign, participating in Jill Stein's farce, the recount effort in Wisconsin, they have to pay $3.5 million today in Wisconsin to get that to go. If that doesn't happen, it ends. Jill Stein apparently has collected, they claim, $5 million. Maybe $6 million now. I stand corrected. Excuse me. $6 million that has been collected thus far. And so they estimated that Wisconsin would only cost them $1 million. So they're $3.5 million in already. They're running behind. Okay. They're $3.5 million there. Michigan, because of our laws being different, which I am telling you, need to be changed. We pay $790,000, get paid $790,000, I should say, by Jill Stein. But anything above and beyond that, the counties pay. At the county level, the Michigan taxpayers will foot the bill. And you tell me how that's right on any level. And the answer is it's not right on any level. And then Pennsylvania, I couldn't quite figure out, but it's at least $500,000 there. So let me put it in context for you. She's already burned up almost $5 million of the $6 million she has, and that does not include observers and attorneys and everything else. So Jill Stein's effort already in trouble. But what irritates me is the fact that we, the taxpayers, will get submitted with any bill at all. The fact of the matter is the election is not in question. The election isn't, you know, it's not close. Donald Trump won by 10,700 votes. And in Michigan, you have to be a lot closer than that in order to have a recount, an automatic recount triggered. That didn't happen. The only thing I can say for sure is that after Michigan certified its votes yesterday, that I would say Donald Trump will win here again. And so this is what we get to see. We get to see Donald Trump win again, apparently, because the outcomes are not going to change. Now, what I don't have a complete grasp of, and I'm reading all the time trying to figure all these things out for you, if we are in the middle of a recount, I've had one person, a couple of people on one side tell me that they have to wait for the recount to be finished before the electoral votes are counted, and others tell me exactly the opposite, that as long as the votes are certified, as they are in Michigan today, because they were yesterday, and nothing has overturned that, for example, you're in the middle of a recount, and nothing has overturned the actual final certified vote, that those 16 electoral votes would secure the deal. Well, if that's the truth, then it's over. But I think that the game, to me, the way it appeared, was to play the stall game, try to get Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania not to be able to cast their electoral votes, leaving Donald Trump short of the amount needed to be elected president, because that would leave him with 260 short of the 270 necessary. But regardless of all that, what irritates me the most is the fact that we would have to pay it all. The recount was not triggered by anybody here in Michigan. Mark Brewer, of course, the former Democratic chair, is cheering it on. But maybe somebody could talk to Mark about the fact that Michigan is going to pay $5 million, potentially. $5 million, maybe more, to do this ridiculous recount that wasn't looked for or requested by anybody in Michigan, wasn't requested by anybody here. And yet we're going to get stuck with 5 million. What county can afford that kind of money? Seriously, what county here can afford that kind of money? Who can dig up some extra cash out of their coffers to say, hey, we'll throw another 50 grand or 80 grand or whatever it is because we can afford the recount? That's how absurd this is. It's financial punishment to the state of Michigan because we voted for a Democrat, we voted for a Republican over a Democrat for the first time since 1988. So we get financial injury from Hillary Clinton. Somebody needs to step up and do the right thing here. Barack Obama has said there's nothing to this. Joe Trippi, who's on TV all the time, a huge Democratic strategist and counselor, said there's nothing to this. It's a waste of time and energy. And yet in Michigan here, if we don't get this cleaned up and soon, each and every one of us will pay for the privilege of having a recount to nowhere. A recount to nowhere. It comes down, by the way, to just over $60,000 per county. And so some of the bigger counties will be paying more. Wayne County, Oakland County, Macomb County, Kent County, they'll be on the bill for more because they have more precincts. Do you think these counties are interested in paying $300,000-$500,000 for their portion of the recount? And even smaller counties like Lake County, do you think they want to chuck $25,000 into the burn pile of money? It's absolutely absurd. You can go read more about it. You can see the story at stevegruber.com. On the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page and on Twitter, it's all there for you. I've written the story, I've explained the numbers. You'll get it. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.